On your station 88.9 KETR, yesterday afternoon was the custody hearing for the approximate 200 dogs and cats that were seized from an animal shelter in Wolf City back on July 23rd. KETR's Caitlin Barbie spoke to Caleb Slinkard, the editor of the Greenville Herald Banner, yesterday afternoon, who gave us some insight on what happened at the hearing.
The biggest things that came out of today's custody hearing in Justice of the Peace Sheila Linden's courtroom, the biggest thing initially, I think, was that the president of the animal shelter where these animals were seized from did not have an attorney present. According to her, initially, you know, the attorney was going to be able to be there, but they changed the time of the trial from 2 p.m. to 9 a.m. Because of that, her attorney had a scheduling conflict. And so at the beginning of the hearing, a motion for continuance was denied and a motion for change of venue was denied. And so the trial was kind of interesting because the state presented a lot of evidence and asked, you know, questions of several witnesses, but there was no defense. And so it was kind of bizarre, but Jody McIntyre said that she intends to appeal the decision. So that's kind of the biggest, I think, one of the biggest aspects of that trial that people may want to know about. The second thing is obviously that the Judge Linden awarded custody of the animals to the SPCA of Texas, and she also awarded them about $60,000 in restitution for the cost of the trial and taking care of the animals and things of that nature. They sent out a release on Thursday basically saying that they don't expect to get that money back. But they do have the animals now, and they have official custody of them, I guess, until the appeal is held.
Where are they sending those animals?
Well, right now they're at a facility in McKinney that the SPCA has. They're receiving medical care and they're being held there. If they are, obviously they have to wait on the appeal, but if they end up getting full custody, the animals that they can place, they're going to place. They already had to euthanize several of the animals, and I believe one died of heart failure in their care as well. Originally, they counted 222 animals. They only have 208 now. Three or four of those were animals that they found dead on the property, and the rest they've either euthanized or, like I said, there's that one that died in their care. You know, what they're trying to do is once these animals, you know, the animals had a they testified, you know, obviously I can't speak to that, but their experts and their witnesses testified that the animals were suffering from a wide variety of ailments, from fleas and ticks to, you know, heartworms and ringworms and things of that nature. So they're gonna require some medical care, and the ones that are gonna be, you know, adoptable, they're gonna try and get out there. And that's, of course, assuming that the animal shelter's appeal is unsuccessful.
There's not a scheduled planned appeal or anything, is there?
No, I don't know when the appeal is going to be heard. You know, they have a deadline. The shelter has a specific amount of days to file an appeal, but as of this point, they haven't done that yet, to my knowledge. But I was told they will appeal, so I'm sure that they have to file it in the next 10 days. So once they file it, we'll hear about it and we'll get it out there in the paper.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
KETR's Caitlin Barbie speaking with Greenville Herald Banner editor Caleb Slinkard. Now, the City of Commerce did issue a statement yesterday afternoon saying that they were, quote, in no way associated with the Frank Barchard Animal Shelter or the group calling themselves the Commerce Humane Society. You can find this full report at our website, KETR.org.